Hi, this is Pastor Adam Matheny of Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Mankato. We are a member congregation of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that strives to embody the historic teachings and practices of the Christian Church as found in the sacred scriptures. If you enjoy or have questions about this brief message, please get in touch with us. Our building is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. We have divine service at 8 o'clock and 10:30 on Sunday mornings, with Bible class and Sunday school between at 9:15. Again, this is Pastor Adam Matheny of Our Savior's Lutheran Church, and thanks for listening. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Trudy Weekman, so that people are able to hear the message of salvation.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, through our Lord and our Savior Jesus. Amen. So I have to say this morning, I am sort of touched by our epistle lesson that is the just almost the very beginning of the book of Philippians. And it starts in a pretty familiar way, as St. Paul starts many of his letters, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. He often begins by saying that or something like that to the people to whom he writes. And normally, he begins his letters with a greeting of some sort, which is basically what we've got here. And in most cases, it's a rather warm greeting. In some cases, it's not. Sometimes he begins chastising people right off the bat, like he does with his letter to the Galatians. But this one in particular, his letter to the Philippians, this church that you can tell he loves dearly, is wonderful. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, he says, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making my prayer with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. He says to this congregation that he prays for them, and he prays for them with joy because they have partnered with him in the gospel. He sees them as partners, as people who have worked with him in order to further the preaching of the gospel. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. He sees the faith working in their lives. He knows the good work that God is working as they plug for Wednesday, celebrate the divine service together. And God works in the lives of each individual person, but in the congregation as a whole, and he's confident that this working is going to continue so that God will present them in a complete way at the return of the Lord. And it is right, he says, for me to feel this way about you all, because I hold you in my heart. For you are all partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. We are brothers and sisters in Christ, he says. We have received the grace of God together. And so, we are partners, as he said before, not to mention the fact that you stood by me in my defense and in the confirmation of the gospel. Paul's been imprisoned in Philippi. And the church supported him and saw him through that. And so he feels this kinship for them. For God is my witness how I yearn for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus. And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. Again, he sees this working, that God is working in their congregation. And now, even though he's distant from them, he still knows that it's going on. And he says that he is praying that their love will abound more and more, that their congregation will grow and be built up in knowledge and discernment and love, so that all the people together may approve what is excellent, which is just a great image to me. It's so easy to approve things that are terrible and to shun things that are excellent. So he says that we would recognize the things that are excellent together and give full approval to them. You would approve what is excellent and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ. Again, he's talking about the fact that what they're doing now will amount to their own glory and honor and the glory and honor of God at the return of Jesus on the last day. He's expressing his hope and also his confidence in the fact that what they're about right here at this moment is preparing them for then. And I just have to say, again, this is a beautiful thing that St. Paul, this apostle and this pastor who has cared for and loved these people, worked with them and cared for them and loved them. And so now he's writing them this letter and just saying, hey, guys, I appreciate you. And so I sort of feel a little bit obligated that this morning I should say, hey, guys, I appreciate you. And St. Paul lays out for us a number of different things that express what it is to be a congregation and to be a relationship between a congregation and a pastor. And so I'd like to draw some more attention to a couple of those things. First, in verse 5, I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you, all making my prayer with joy. First of all, I pray for you, and I hope that you pray for me. Second of all, though, because of all your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. It is easy, I think, in the 21st century church, in the church that all of us have grown up in, to think of the church as an institution among other institutions. And so my interaction with, say, McDonald's is I'm a customer and a consumer. And the worker at McDonald's is a producer and a provider. And that is the relationship that we have with each other. Or I could choose any other retail location, but let's say the DMV, the same way. What's the job of the government? It's to give me something that I want. I go there and I get served by them. And it's very easy to think of the church in the same way. Does the church provide things for me that I want? And do I go there and interact in such a way like I'm a customer of something? But St. Paul makes it pretty clear right here that he's grateful for the Philippians because that is not the relationship that they have. And my hope is not that you see me as the producer of this church, the one who does things for you to come and consume. But that you would see, as St. Paul saw in his relationship with the Philippians, that this place is a partnership in the gospel. That all of us have received the advent of the Lord of glory. That Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, has poured out his blood, has offered the forgiveness of sins in this world. And that we all, having received this gift, now are yoked together for partnership in the gospel. For making this proclamation known to this city that is Mankato, Minnesota. And so I hope, my prayer, is not that you see me as this guy who's important and in charge or something like that, because I'm certainly neither of those things. But that you would see me and that you would see all the people around you as your partners in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I thank God to the extent that we have that. The other thing is sort of verse 6, and he picked up on it again towards the end. I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. And then at the end too, where he says that his prayer is that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment. And that is, I would hope that we would see this place as a place where God is working. That we come together here, again, to hear his word, to receive his sacraments, here in the divine service. And we see that God is working here to serve us. And by what happens in this room at this time, God is starting the thing and continuing the thing that will abound to his glory and to ours at the return of our Lord Jesus. That this is the start, but that on the last day, we will stand there before our Lord and look back on all the things that happened here at our Savior's Lutheran Church as being the groundwork and the pathway and the foundation that brought us to that place. And that this place and this time and the things that we do here are a way for the love of God to abound in His church. And that by hearing His word, by studying it together, by coming together for service and for fellowship and all the various things that we do, that our love is abounding, but really it's God's love that's abounding here between us as His people. And so once again, that the work that is happening here in our partnership in the gospel is happening to the glory of God and to the proclamation of the gospel to our city. That is in fact what we are here to do. That's why we're here. And that we as a congregation are not just another institution that's set up to serve the needs of people who want things. But we are an outpost of the glory of God in this world. We are a place where God already is working to make those hilly places level, as we heard in the gospel lesson for this morning. The places where He's smoothing out the rough roads. And He's doing it right here through us, with us, in us, by His word and His sacrament in the divine service, here in our congregation. And I suppose the last thing that I'd like to just kind of emphasize here that I've said a few times already, but I just want to put a point on it, is that St. Paul says all these things about the congregation, the work that's happening there, but he puts the point on at the end that you will be full with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. And again, I just want to emphasize that on the last day, we'll stand up and we will see what happened here and we will see it in eternal terms. That the work that we do, and here I'm not just talking about the work like I'm doing now that's highly visible and everybody recognizes and thinks, oh, that's wonderful. Or the work that Edith is doing by playing the hymns, and we say, oh, yes, this is great and grand and beautiful. But I'm talking about all the things that we do here to make this place go. I'm talking about acolytes and people refilling pew cards. I'm talking about people putting together kits for mission service, for coming and reading books together, for joining with Bible studies, for people who put in long hours working on boards and things like that. I'm talking about all the things that we do here as a result of receiving the gift that is God's grace that makes this congregation go. Right now, a lot of it looks and feels, to me at least, sometimes, like drudgery. And it feels like beating your head against the wall and you say, why am I doing this? What is happening? What's being accomplished? But St. Paul says here at the end of this lesson for the Philippians that in fact all the work that they're putting together will be seen in eternal terms at the last day and will result in the glory and praise of God. Brothers and sisters, what more could we possibly ask for than that God would give us His grace, would give us the forgiveness of sins, life, eternal salvation, but then He would call us to work in His kingdom. And we would work and we would think, oh gosh, this work, what is it? What is it good for? But what more could we ask that God gives us work to do that will abound in our love for each other, but even more so to His praise and glory at the end and consummation of all things. That is what we are about here. And brothers and sisters, I pray for you. Please pray for me. And understand that this place is a partnership in the gospel for the salvation of the whole world by the grace and glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I hope you enjoyed this brief sample of Our Savior's Lutheran Church. To learn more about our congregation, visit our website at www.oslcmankato.org or give us a call at 507-385-2180. Thanks again for listening, and God bless you.